What can you see about an hour and a half or 2 hours from Murfreesboro? Well, you can go to Chattanooga and take a ride on a real train at the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum. Steve Freer is with us today, and we're on one of those real trains. I underscore real train because this is not a model railroad.
Well, welcome aboard. We are riding the Missionary Ridge Local train. That is our standard service. And we are running a vintage train today between our two stations, our main station called Grand Junction, and our secondary station, East Chattanooga. And on our ride, we'll be crossing over four bridges and we'll pass through pre-Civil War Missionary Ridge Tunnel. And once the train arrives in East Chattanooga, we'll get off the train. The conductor will show us how they turn the locomotive around on the turntable and take us into the repair shop and show us which locomotives are being worked on today. And then we'll reboard the train for the return trip. It's about a 6 mile round trip, takes a little less than an hour, and a lot of history in this fairly compact time frame. We're riding on the original East Tennessee, Virginia, and Georgia roadbed, which was put in 1856. And a majority of the pre-Civil War right-of-way still is in use, although the line was upgraded in 1915 in modern times to what we have today. It was a double-track main line, although the tunnel itself, Missionary Ridge, was the bottleneck on the line. It was an old, narrow, single-track tunnel. So as modern times came in and the trains got larger, more frequent, this line was abandoned, and that's how the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum was able to preserve it. So we're riding the Missionary Ridge Local. Today we have a diesel locomotive pulling the train from 1950, a GP7 model, a GP meaning general purpose for pulling freight or passenger, and we have a variety of coaches built between about 1925 and 1948.
We had the opportunity to meet some of the staff, the conductor, the engineer, their volunteers. Do they have a background in railroads, or is this some love that grew in them and they always had this desire to be in the railroad business?
Well, the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum is a nonprofit educational corporation, and we are primarily a volunteer organization, especially back in the early days. We were built by volunteers. Now, in this age of government regulation and so forth, we are having to go more to a paid staff, but we do have a good base of volunteers, so we do have a mixture of both paid employees and volunteers on the train today. But it is kind of surprising. A lot of people ask us that, our volunteers, do they have a railroading background? The answer almost across the board is no. They are just enthusiasts. They have that passion, that love for railroading, and they like to come out here and be a part of that. So that's the backbone of what we do, is we have that the volunteers who want to be out here. They don't have to be out here. They want to be out here.
A lot of special activities going on throughout the year, and the next one is Valentine's Day. I understand you have a special sweetheart train trip.
Well, yes, we offer a variety of different trips here at TBRM. Like I said, we're on the Missionary Ridge Local now. That's our standard service, but we have other things. And like you mentioned, the Valentine Dinner Train, we have those coming up. We have four evenings. We'll be running the Valentine Dinner Train. I believe it's the 7th, 8th, and 9th of February in the evening, as well as on Valentine's Day itself, the 14th. And those trips are selling well, and from what I understand, several are already sold out. But we do have online ordering available for that, tbrail.com, or folks can call our office during the week. Our number here is 423-894-8028. But we have a lot of things annually, each year that we do. We have coming up for the springtime our very popular Day Out with Thomas, when Thomas the Tank Engine comes to Chattanooga and visits. And we'll be doing that over three weekends. It's the last weekend of April, first two weekends of May. Typically on the Day Out with Thomas event, we carry about 15,000 people. So that's a big fundraiser for us. A lot of kids out here, so it's a lot of fun.
So you have a real full-size engine that looks like Thomas the Train.
Right. The kids just go nuts over that. It's a lot of fun. But we have other things coming up. We have a longer service than our Missionary Ridge Local that we run on Saturdays beginning in April and going through September, called the Chickamauga Turn, that goes from Chattanooga to Chickamauga, Georgia, down past the Chickamauga Battlefield and some of the historical areas down there. We have things coming up such as our 21st Century STEAM program that runs, that we'll be offering in cooperation with Norfolk Southern on their lines. We're getting ready to announce some trips on that for the spring. things coming up. We've got our Rail Fest, kind of a railroad festival that we do. That will be the week after Labor Day this year. We have our trips. Most of our trips are in Chattanooga, but we do offer a satellite service in Tennessee that's based out of Etowah, about halfway between Chattanooga and Knoxville near Athens. The Hiawassee River Rail Adventure Trip. That's one of our more scenic trips. It goes along the Hiawassee River and through the River Gorge.
Now, when is this coming up?
That will start in April also and runs on select weekends all the way up through November. So that's been a very popular service for us, but we do recommend that people go to our website, check the calendar, and you can check for availability and also online ordering. One of our other big fundraisers we do every year is called the North Pole Limited. Something similar to a Polar Express type concept. And we just got done with that recently for this last year and we're planning for 2013. And again, that's a fundraising event. We do carry usually between 15 and 20,000 people over about 20 evenings. That's becoming a family tradition for a lot of people.
So now, for people in Murfreesboro who love trains, who have this fantasy of wanting to be a railroad person, do you have volunteers come from distances as far as Murfreesboro?
Oh, sure, yes. Yeah, we have people come even farther than that, actually. We do have memberships available for those people who want to support us on a regular basis or, like you said, become involved in helping operate the trains. That can be done. There is a certain training process, so pardon the pun there, but you do have to go through a training process, and that varies by the position that you're going to be training for. But it is a doable thing. If you have that passion and desire to work on the trains, we can make that happen.
We have seen a river this morning going across the river. We are now in a tunnel, and it's totally dark in here.
The tunnel we just passed through is Missionary Ridge Tunnel. Now, this has a lot of Civil War history around that. And the tunnel, built between 1856 and 1858, 979 feet long. Built before they had bulldozers. And so it was built with picks and axes and that type of thing. Not so much black powder, though. They didn't want the hillside to cave in on them. That tunnel has been used almost continuously for over 150 years. So a lot of history here.
As we walked to the train, we passed several locomotives, train cars that were parked. Are those renovated or are they about to be renovated? And where do you get your additional train cars that you add to your collection?
Well, most of our collection, of course, we are a museum. We're a museum that moves. Everything that we have is part of the museum, whether it's parked or you're riding on it. We have a variety of equipment there parked at Grand Junction Station, which is where you boarded. And most of that equipment that you saw is just in storage or on display. But some of it is operating equipment that we will use on some of our excursion trips and that type of thing. One item that you saw of special note is steam locomotive number 349. It's an American-type steam engine, which is a 440, very typical of the type of locomotives used during the Civil War. Now, this one's not quite that old, but it does represent that railroad type of locomotive. Built in 1891. So it is the oldest piece of equipment that we have on display here at TBRM. But we have a number of other engines, whether steam or diesel. We have freight and passenger cars that folks can look at.
I remember many years ago there were some scoundrels from Georgia who came to Tennessee, and I think it was Nashville, to the Union Station, and they took a locomotive, Civil War locomotive, and took it to Kennesaw, Georgia, the General. Is it still there?
Well, you're referring to the Great Locomotive Chaser, what we call the Andrews Raid, which, by the way, wasn't a successful endeavor. The Andrews Raiders, a lot of them are buried here in Chattanooga. They were the very first recipients of the Congressional Medal of Honor. But just a quick story on that, the Andrews Raid was an episode during the Civil War where James Andrews and his Raiders stole Locomotive General, like you said, near Kennesaw, Big Shanty, Georgia. Their intent was to destroy the railroad supply line between Atlanta and Chattanooga by burning bridges, removing rails, and cutting telegraph wires. And it really was a good plan, and it might have been successful except for two things. Number one, it had rained profusely in advance. It's hard to burn anything. Number two, what they didn't count on was the persistence of the conductor. The train had stopped in Kennesaw for breakfast at Big Shanty. And at that time, back in those days, there weren't any dining cars. You would get off the train to eat. So the crew and a lot of the passengers were eating breakfast. Well, the conductor looked out the window, William Fuller, saw his train leaving without him when the raiders stole it. Wasn't happy. He chased it on foot for several miles. Later found a little flat push cart and even later commandeered several steam locomotives. If he had not had that drive to chase down those raiders, they might have destroyed the railroad. But because of his persistence, they ended up with Locomotive Texas running in reverse, and they caught up with the raiders in Ringgold, Georgia, where the general engine ran out of steam, and they scattered into the woods. So that's the great locomotive chase story.
The rest of the story, and you heard it right here on WGNS. We just passed a lot of railroad wheels. Is that obvious?
Sure.
How much do those weigh?
They weigh about 8 tons apiece.
And we're talking about two wheels and an axle. That's it. Eight tons.
Right. We typically call that a truck when it's the whole wheel system together. But yes, with the old equipment that we use here, non-Amtrak, we have this old equipment. We cannot find the parts that we need every time. So we do save everything that we can for possible reuse down the line. And sometimes that ends up looking a little cluttered, but it's out of necessity. If we get rid of some of these things here, we might need them again. And then we've got a problem if we don't have them.
Well, we're pulling into another station now, and for people who are thinking, I want to do that, I want to ride on that train, what's your website?
Our website is tvrail.com, like Tennessee Valley, tvrail.com. Has a lot of information, and we encourage people to go there and see what we do.
Hour and a half, 2 hours away, easy to get here to Chattanooga, and other things to see while you're here, the aquarium, take a look at the Delta Queen. Obviously, you can go to Lookout Mountain and see Ruby Falls and all these things that you've heard about all your life. But the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum should be one of your stops. Give yourself what?
We recommend people allow about 2 hours. It really depends on their interest level. If they want to look at everything and really explore, they might need more time. But it is about a 55-minute round trip. So for those people who just want to incorporate it into a day of other sightseeing, you know, an hour, hour and a half can get the job done. And then they might move on to some of those other Chattanooga attractions. And we have plenty, as you know, very well known, especially for family-friendly type activities.
And for those of you who want to take it the next notch up and become a volunteer at the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum, should they get with you, Steve?
Well, the first step to do that is to become a member. And we do have an online membership application. It's very inexpensive. I think it's $35 for individuals, $75 for a family, and that allows them to be a part of what we're doing, whether they want to pursue actually working out here, which is fine, or if they just want to, like I said, just be a supporter and be a part of what we're doing, that's the first step.
So there are a lot of people in Murfreesboro because we have a great model railroad club who now have their own facility and people are visiting there. But at our own children's museum, so to speak, the Discovery Center at Murfree Spring, for those of you who haven't been over there, there's a great model railroad over there with a complete view of Murfreesboro and the train running around. You need to check that out. This would be the next step up from there, I guess.
Well, you might say that we're model railroading as well. It's just
but it's real.
Our scale is 12 inches to the foot.
This is the real thing. And we are riding in it, sitting in it right now. Where did this train that we're sitting on come from?
Well, this particular car that we're in right now was built for the Missouri Pacific Railroad, or what we call the MOPAC, later used by Illinois Central. After that, it was moved to a short line up in Michigan, and that's where we acquired it, probably about 5-6 years ago now. We acquired it, brought it to Chattanooga, and refurbished it. And this car is a coach car, but it also has a little kitchen section in it. So we've got some plans for this car that we might use it as a commissary, where we would have a little bit of food available, that type of thing, for some of our longer trips.
Come check it out. You will have a ball at the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum. Walk through the trains, ride the trains, and I think you'll walk away saying, I want to be a part of that. Again, what is your website?
It's tvrail.com.
tvrail.com. Check it out. And Steve Freer has been visiting with us today on WGNS. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for being here.